WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is taking questions now in a briefing with India's prime minister. Some of their talks focused on trade and the disparity, and Trump announced more military sales to India.
Starting this year, we'll be increasing military sales to India by many billions of dollars. We're also paving the way to ultimately provide India with the F-35 stealth fighters.
The top federal prosecutor in Manhattan has resigned after refusing an order to drop the corruption case against Mayor Eric Adams, legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It's a clear sign that there's a lot of politics going on with this new administration, and people are willing to resign because of it.
Reporter Cara Fenstrom says heavy rains have prompted evacuations around Los Angeles.
We were up in a hillside community where officers were taking bullhorns and going up and down the streets, letting folks know they are under mandatory evacuation orders.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for experienced hunters to mentor new ones. According to a press release, volunteer opportunities include mentoring a novice hunter, teaching in a classroom through hunter education programs, or helping with outdoor skills workshops and special youth hunts. Officials are hoping volunteers can help new hunters enjoy the sport in a safe and ethical way and pass down some useful outdoor skills. Anyone interested in volunteering can find more information on the program on the DNR's website. A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers is once again being considered in the Wisconsin State Senate. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. State senators heard testimony on the issues for medical providers on Wednesday. Only one other state lacks the expanded coverage, which has wide bipartisan support in Madison. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposes the bill, however, so it has never been put up for a vote in the Assembly. A competency hearing has been scheduled for the Rice Lake woman accused of assaulting a police officer while resisting arrest over an allegedly stolen turkey. According to court documents, 32-year-old Melanie Munt will be evaluated in March to determine if she is competent to stand trial. She's facing a maximum penalty of up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted on one felony charge and three misdemeanor charges. The alleged assault occurred on January 24th at an apartment complex in Rice Lake. The Altoona woman charged in a 2022 homicide has been sentenced to prison. 57-year-old Tracy Clark previously entered a no-contest plea to second-degree reckless homicide charges. She had originally been charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the killing of 79-year-old Dennis Shaddy of Altoona. This week, Clark was sentenced to 15 years in prison, followed by 10 years of extended supervision. 48-year-old Brandon Gastone of Rockford, Illinois, is also facing first-degree intentional homicide charges. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 0 to 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon, a high in the low 20s. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches by the time we look into Saturday morning. Winter weather advisories in effect. It's 5 right now.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, They specialize in residential and commercial projects, from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the woman who wants to head the Department of Education says private and charter schools have every right to refuse kids who don't meet their standards. What does that mean for children in Wisconsin?
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. How are we doing tonight, Wisconsin? Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Conrad, what is Thursday night again?
It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays.
How right you are.
Yeah.
So, Merry Christmas, everybody. Great to have you here on Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide over our beautiful cold state tonight from beautiful downtown Green Bay. And the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, are open. You are welcome to share anything you'd like with us throughout the course of the show. Always more fun when you guys participate in the tomfoolery that we have going here every night from 6 to 8. So we have a good show tonight. It's great that you're here. We have a great show tonight and tomorrow night. We sort of have packed the show with nothing but fun. And you know what? What are we doing here? That's what we're here for, right? We're trying to get you to escape your day, have some fun showbiz talk, some entertainment talk, and ease into the rest of the night here on the Christmas Eve of weekdays. Tonight, folks, it is our popcorn pick of the week. It's Thursday. That means we do that every week. And tonight, making the popcorn pick of the week, giving his pick, is none other than Main Street's host, John McGivern. He will be here at 6:35. John is a public television rock star. I want to say his last show was the most watched PBS show, I think, ever. And it was only on in like three or four states. That's how many people found this show and love it. And now he's branching off into even more states with his new show, Main Streets. And we will talk with John a little bit about that as well after he gives us his popcorn pick of the week. We'll talk about the launching of season 4 of Main Streets. Very excited to talk to John about that. I had the opportunity to be a guest on his previous show, which was called Around the Corner, when they came to Marinette. And that was a lot of fun welcoming John into my house. And he made fun of me, and I gave it right back to him, and he was okay with that. We had an instant friendship. John's great. And then at 7:20, all the way from down the street here in Green Bay, Nick Watier will be here talking about a really fun event at next month's Green Bay Film Festival. They're having an event to honor, I think it's the 50th anniversary of the film The Giant Spider Invasion, and Bill Rabane will be there as well here at the, I think it's the Tarleton, if I'm not mistaken. That's where they do their venues for the Green Bay Film Festival. So Nick's been on the show before. He's always fun to talk about. The Green Bay Film Festival is a really, really cool festival, and I love the way they do it. They don't do it all at once like many film festivals where it's just one week of craziness. That's fun, too, but they space it out. They do, like, one event a month, and it works for them, so good for him. Nick will be here. We'll talk to Nick about what they have coming up. It'll be great fun, as always. Conrad, how you doing tonight, buddy?
You know, I'm doing good. I'm a little tired. I was on Mino and the Mayor this morning. Well, I wasn't on it. I was behind the scenes in Green Bay while they were having fun in Oshkosh.
That is a much less salacious way to say that than you were on Mino and the Mayor.
Yes.
So you were here. They were in Oshkosh?
Yeah, I'm just here sending out the signal so everyone can hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get yourself a big old coffee maybe and just kind of kick back?
I had a little too much caffeine, I think, this morning. I was off the walls.
And it was just you here?
And then I hit a crash.
Oh, no.
Around midday. I took a great nap.
Are you close enough where you can go home to take a nap?
So I was here until around 9, and then I go right just a block down to the Y down there.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I work out. So I went there, and then after that, I was like, it's nap time. Went home.
There you go. All right. It's nice that you live close enough like that.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's only about 13 minutes.
It's only about 13 minutes.
It's only about
13 minutes, 19 seconds or so, give or take.
I don't know the exact time, but, you know, it's around there.
Depending on if I hit the lights. It took me an hour and 40 minutes to drive home last night in that slop.
Oh, that was... So, I got those all-season tires, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy who I got them from in Appleton was like, these are going to be great in winter. They're going to do everything you need. I was sliding... Every single time. I didn't even barely touch the gas. My wheels just kept spinning.
Really? In town?
Yep, in town.
We had a convoy of about, and I talked about this last night in the air on my way down, how I got stuck behind a snowplow because they take up like a lane and a half.
Yeah.
And last night there was like 5 cars, and I'm like, all right, this is O'Connell County. When we hit Marinette County, it'll probably turn, but nobody wanted to pass them. It was like, we were all doing like 30 miles an hour. It was maddening.
On the highway?
On the highway. Oof. On 41, yeah. Pardon me. So there you go. But much better tonight, and they got the roads cleared, and it's fantastic. So now we just sit back and wait for even more snow this weekend. Should be fun.
Can't wait.
Yeah, speaking of Groundhog Day. So I saw this. This cracked me up. You know what? Let's do our question first. Let's get this out of the way, because tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, is a very romantic night. One of the most romantic nights of our year. Would you agree with that, Conrad? I don't think I'm going out on a limb here.
It's very romantic.
Yeah. It's no sweetest day, but it is Valentine's Day, and it's happening tomorrow night. And that leads us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What are your Valentine's Day plans? Now, I want to sort of set this up a little more. If you don't have a special girl or a special guy, that's fine. It's still a day you should kind of lose yourself in you, though. Like, what are you going to do? It's Valentine's Day. Treat yourself. Order some good food. Buy yourself some flowers. If you're alone, that's fine, too. If you're a couple with someone, you can tell us what your plans are. I want to know what everybody's Valentine's Day plans are. And I don't think it's any coincidence that today is National Condom Day, right before Valentine's Day. So go out and pick up a boatload just in case. You never know.
Not just national. It's international.
Oh, is it international?
It's International Condom
Day. Oh, no. Oh, I kind of messed that up, didn't I?
So everywhere.
I don't want to give people the wrong...
Everywhere celebrates condoms today.
Yeah, so if you're listening in Sri Lanka right now, get out there, get yourself some condoms. It's let's celebrate this all over the place. But it is Valentine's Day, so tell us your plans. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll be honest. I mean, I'm married, and my wife tolerates me, but I still will probably go home tomorrow night after the show, kick my feet up and watch a movie or some color television, maybe make some popcorn, something like that, and then we'll probably celebrate on the weekends. But I don't have huge plans tomorrow night. But what are your plans? Let us know on the stream, too, or the app, if you've got the app. It's very easy to use. Just click on the little text icon next to whatever station you're listening to and let us know your Valentine's Day plans. Conrad, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to produce Nightly with Pete Schwabo from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right. Very romantic.
Do you see what other day it is today?
It is
World Radio Day.
Oh, yeah. And that's significant because...
Well, we're on the radio.
You know what I'm going to do just to celebrate tomorrow? This might be too much information, folks. I'm going to wear a condom throughout tomorrow night's show just to celebrate both days, because I feel like radio condoms, they kind of go hand in hand. It's also Get a Different Name Day. I'm not going to do that. I like my name.
There's not a name you ever wanted?
Not that I'm not embarrassed about now, like when I was a kid, you know.
When I was younger, I thought my name sucked. So I was like, why couldn't you name me like Brent or something?
Brent. There you go. That's a dude's name. No, I will At this point, I'm keeping my name. There's no point in changing it, but I'll be wearing a condom tomorrow night throughout the show.
That's like Glenn Morshower, what he does, you know, that's your way of, you know, keeping the focus off the radio.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'll be wearing a condom so I won't be focused too much. Or as Glenn said last night, I know something you don't. That's what he would do in the meetings, why he puts syrup in his shoes or a piece of bologna in his underpants. So that was a lot of information, and I feel like I have a bond now with Glenn that I did not have before last night's show. I had a great text exchange today with Glenn, though. Very good guy, and he was a really fun guest to have. So we'll definitely in fact, he said in his text today, he said, you know, while I was making funny faces last night on the radio, I could have been talking about a new movie I have coming out that's the best work I've ever done. So I love that he forgot about that and lost himself in the show. But we'll have Glenn back on to talk about his new movie coming out soon. So this cracked me up. This, and just in time for Valentine's Day, folks, I think this is just terrible news. Kanye West and Bianca Censori are most likely splitting up. And I mean, you know, the divorce rate is very high, but I feel like if they can't make it work, who can?
Is it something to do with what she wore at the Grammys?
Well, maybe she finally had enough.
Well, have you seen all of his tweets?
Yeah, he's out of his mind. I mean, he's...
And Elon Musk just lets all those tweets just go.
Yeah.
It's some of the
worst. He's got a very nice platform there on Twitter.
I've seen. It's crazy.
It's awful. And, you know, it's funny because it's Twitter. It's a privately held company. He could do whatever he wants. But people there are so wrapped up in free speech. It's like you don't really have free speech when it comes to a private company. They have their own expectations. But for Elon Musk, he really has none. Except as long as you say crazy stuff, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Or give the Nazi salute. Yeah, that hit home, though. I thought, if Kanye and Bianca can't make a go of it, who can? Maybe we're just not supposed to be together for our entire lives. I mean, I thought they had something special. I was wrong. She has something special that we've all seen. But Kanye's crazy. I mean, what? Apparently now there are lip readers, and they say people could see him saying, drop the coat now. And, I mean, it's so weird. She really did look like she was in a hostage situation.
She did. Yes, she did.
And he apparently, I don't want to make light of it. I think he probably struggles with mental illness. Obviously, I think that's been made public. But at some point, yeah, you got to call quits on that marriage.
Do you think he's going to get someone else who looks like even more like Kim Kardashian next?
You know what? Maybe he can get Kim Kardashian next. Did you see she came out, Kim Kardashian... Her cluelessness is just incredible to me. She said on the Kardashians the other night, and I just read about this, she said she couldn't believe she got booed at the Tom Brady roast. She's like, they booed me. I'm like, do you watch your show?
I don't think she watches it back. You know?
She's booable.
Yeah.
Like, epic proportions. She said she'd never do a roast again. Because they're not good for the soul. And she never imagined she would get booed. And then they edited him out. Like, how fragile are you? Don't get me started. Too late. All right. I don't care, though. You know what? I'm happy because John McGivern is here at 6:35 to do the popcorn pick. Tomorrow night's Valentine's Day. It's a wonderful couple days at Nightlight here, folks. And I am so glad you're here with me tonight. We're coming right back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't you forget.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolving created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
I get so lost sometimes.
Peter Gabriel's birthday today. That's one of my all-time favorite songs, A Love in Your Eyes. Happy birthday to Peter Gabriel. I don't even remember. I think he was like 76. Did it say? Oh, we don't have it on the sheet. All right.
So he turned 76 or?
I don't know. I'm trying to. He's still putting out new music though.
Oh, here, well, that's cool. Yeah.
Guy's a gamer.
75.
He's got to be older than that.
It says February 13th, 1950. He was born.
I see that, but yeah, that surprises me. Okay. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's good to have him in the world. He makes beautiful music. And happy birthday, Peter Gabriel. So this Kanye stuff, it's like the world is falling apart, folks. Kanye West and Bianca are getting divorced, it looks like. And the announcement comes right before Valentine's Day. On National Condom Day, a conspiracy theorist might look at this and connect the dots. And I'm sure they are right now. I'm sure there'll be some new thing we hear that all the lunatics will be buying into. Did you see this picture of Zoe Saldana and her three boys? I put it on the show sheet. If you could put that on the stream, Conrad, I just think it's hilarious. She has three sons, all within like 4 years of each other. They're like from 6 to 10 in ages, and they all look exactly like her, which is crazy. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. I don't know if that's good, though, for three young boys to look exactly like their mother. And they have long hair like her, too, which is insane. So that kind of cracked me up. I don't know that I would want – I would feel bad if my kids looked exactly like me. I would want them to aim higher when it comes to their looks, but I realize they have no control over it, really. And then did you see this Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce thing? Chiefs fans are really upset. Apparently, they went out to eat with Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, a double date, like 48 hours before the Super Bowl, and Chiefs fans got wind of it, and they are not happy. They're saying the two perennial all-pros did not take the game seriously, and they shouldn't have been out having cheeseburgers 48 hours before the Super Bowl on a double date. What is the matter with people?
You know, honestly, I didn't hear anything about that, but it didn't look like they took the game serious. But
because of that?
No, not because of that.
They played like crap, yeah, but yeah. A lot of that could have to do with the Eagles, and Yeah, it's just hilarious to me. Like, they're truly blaming this double like, they've got to eat. Do you not think people eat within 72 hours of the Super Bowl? There we go. All right. If you're watching on the stream, folks, we've got Zoe Saldana up and the picture of her three sons who look exactly like Zoe Saldana. They look like they could be in the Lioness program.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to judge, but I want, if your three sons look exactly like you, a beautiful woman, maybe you just, at least in the formative years, cut their hair. Do something to differentiate them physically from their mother. But you know what? They're Hollywood kids. They don't care. They're not on the playground here in Green Bay or in Milwaukee hanging out. They probably go to some rich school, you know, where you get away with stuff like that. You probably have names like Will Smith named his kids. What are his kids? Or Nick Cannon's kids? Nick, like, they have names like that. Or Elon Musk's kids.
I can't remember those. those were too outrageous.
They're completely outrageous. They make no sense on any level. We also, folks, I obtained some information, an audio tape of the Philadelphia City Council planning the Super Bowl parade in Philadelphia. And we're going to be premiering that on Nightlight, maybe tomorrow, possibly Monday. We'll have that. It's a meeting. It's pandemonium, trying to do their best to juggle Philly sports fans and keep them, you know, just kind of keep a harness on them, so to speak, because they're pretty crazy. The amount of puking and public urinating and fighting. Like, why would you ever go to a sports parade in Philadelphia? And if you do, you should expect one of those things to happen to you. Someone's going to pee on you. You're going to go home with vomit on your clothes.
You might get your hat taken off from your head.
You might get your hat taken. You might have a fan in your face because you don't like their sports team. But you might just get randomly sucker punched. It sounds like a miserable experience.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but we've got some audio, and I've got my top secret source delivering it to us as we speak. So it will either be here tomorrow or Monday. Oh, man, it's tough. You know, you put yourself out there because you want to break a big story. We will be debuting that on Nightlight in the very near future. You won't want to miss that. All right, our question tonight is, what are your Valentine's Day plans? Valentine's Day is tomorrow night. Whether you have a special someone or not, make it a great day. How are you going to celebrate? That's our question tonight. What are your Valentine's Day plans? And as I mentioned, today is also International Condom Day. So, I don't want to get too personal here, Conrad, but are you like one of those guys that keeps a condom on hand just in case?
No.
You got to like run to the gas station and break up that moment?
If you're saying, like, I don't keep it in my wallet. Like, yeah. But I don't do that.
Okay. But in your nightstand, I would imagine you have a healthy supply.
I think we're getting too personal here, Pete. It's not my nightstand.
You know, I just want everybody listening to know, I don't ever expect Conrad to answer honestly. I wouldn't. So
I keep them in like a piggy bank.
A piggy bank? Oh, that's cute.
And every time I get one, I just throw it in there, you know? So I just keep saving.
I'll take ways to make sex even weirder, Alex, for $500. Susan from McFarland says, since it's National Condom Day, maybe the President of the United States, or should I say Eli, and the Musk condoms today all over the world, and Air Force One. You know what, Susan? Nothing would surprise me. You might be onto something there. Terry from Wausau says, I quit smoking recently, and I have to give my wife credit helping me to quit. You see, I always enjoyed a cigarette after we had sex. Then he says, fix this joke. I have nothing to add to that, Terry. So maybe, all right, you don't smoke anymore. After sex with the wife, have a nice milkshake. Get yourself a hot chocolate, maybe some lamb chops. I don't know. And then Brian in Green Bay says, VD plan, washing my Mino and the Mayor mug. Oh, that sounds like fun. All right, folks. John McGivern's coming up next to make the popcorn pick of the week. They return the grand facade. So soon will burn without a noise.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say their new study found softshell helmet covers do not reduce concussions for high school football players. The report was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine and evaluated over 2,600 Wisconsin football players. Their data found 64 reported concussions during the 2023 season, 33 of which were sustained by players wearing the softshell helmets and 31 by players not wearing the helmets. Previous studies suggested the softer padding could reduce impact to the head. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has denied a request to recuse herself from the case challenging the constitutionality of Act 10. Justice Protasiewicz had previously expressed her belief that Act 10 was unconstitutional when campaigning for the seat, but says she can act impartially in the case. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn did recuse himself from the case after helping former Governor Scott Walker write the law. The Dane County ruling found that Act 10 violated equal protection guarantees for public employees. The homicide case against Shane Helmbrecht is set to move forward after a failed attempt at a new competency evaluation. Helmbrecht was charged with first-degree homicide in 2016 after being accused of killing his neighbor Jen Ward in Eau Claire. He was found incompetent to stand trial at the time and ordered to reside in a halfway house that he fled in 2023. His defense attorney had filed for a new competency hearing, which was denied by Judge Sarah Harless on Wednesday. Helmbrecht is scheduled for arraignment on March 3rd. Officials from the Chippewa Valley chapter of the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization are looking for new volunteer mentors. According to a WQOW report, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwestern Wisconsin officials say they have a waiting list of about 70 kids right now. The organization pairs adult mentors with kids to help them achieve their full potential. Volunteers are required to spend at least 1 hour a week with the kid they're mentoring for 1 year. Residents interested in volunteering can find more information on the organization's website. For WCFW News,
on
I'm James Kelly.
Feet, I'm Pete Schwabba. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothy Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for Season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of Season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, sigh, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Richson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than Season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 0 to 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon, a high in the low 20s. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches by the time we look into Saturday morning. Winter weather advisories in effect. Right now it's 3.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll put a sheet on your... every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Put a sheet on your... Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Put a sheet on your... Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry... Put a sheet on it
with Bounce! Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition. Our old friend Reed Galen, founder of The Union, will be here to talk about voter registration, how to be a voter, and we'll do a little what's worse.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Right.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night. It is 6:35. And you know what that means. Conrad, you know what that means? All right, before I introduce our next guest.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
There we go. I couldn't launch into the Popcorn Pick of the Week until I heard the whole schmear, the whole production. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me on this Thursday, the Christmas Eve of weekdays. And it's a Popcorn Pick of the Week. And it's even more special because my old pal... My old acquaintance? No, he's a pal. John McGivern is here joining us now on Nightlight for the second time. John, how are you?
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good. Great to have you, buddy.
Good to see you.
You as well. This is really fun because, you know, like I said, I don't know you well, but every time I've been around you, you just kind of, you have this great energy, and I knew that you would be perfect for this because I assume you love movies. And
you sure?
A good movie snack to go with it. So I thought this was a perfect segment to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Things are good. It's a really quiet time for me. So okay. I don't mean today. I mean this time of year. So I'm up for like, I got the email. It's like, sure, I'll come on today, tomorrow, whenever you need me, Pete.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Before we get into some really cool stuff happening with Main Street and season 4 and all that kind of stuff, let's knock out this popcorn stuff. So what kind of movies typically does John McGivern like? Do you have a favorite genre, John?
No, I'll sit down and watch anything. In fact, we were at the movies yesterday, my partner Steve and I, because, in fact, I'm doing nothing these days. And we hadn't seen Wicked until yesterday in the movie theater, and we knew it was leaving. I don't want to talk about Wicked tonight. I do want to talk about another one, but we like to go, and we like to go for the matinees because they're $7.
Yeah.
So yesterday we saw Wicked, which I thought was kind of remarkable in the movie. But can I tell you the one I'd love to talk about?
Yeah, for sure.
A Real Pain. Have you seen it?
I have seen A Real Pain and I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Did you talk about it on the air?
Just a very little bit a couple weeks ago, right after I saw it. I thought initially when I saw it, John, I made the mistake. You know, all these nominees kind of run together and I thought it was up for Best Picture. It's not, but Kieran Culkin is up for Best Actor and he was great. And so was Jesse Eisenberg.
In fact, I so enjoy Jesse Eisenberg only for the fact that I knew that he wrote it.
Yeah.
I knew that he directed it. I knew that he wanted to play the other role. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
That's the role he wanted to play. But the producer was like, no.
Isn't that crazy?
That's not going to happen. You're going to play the role that he did. And I just thought he was so understatedly brilliant. And I thought the movie stayed with me. I saw it a couple weeks ago and I've been talking about it for a couple weeks. And
yeah.
I talk about a family and talk about funny and tender and lovely and history. And I loved almost every moment of it. And Kieran was remarkable. So.
He was. I will say this, John, and I'm not really disagreeing, but he was very similar to his character in Succession. But he plays that role so good. Like, you're right. He was really good. And I could see why he got an Oscar nod, but I'm kind of with you. I feel like Jesse Eisenberg, he just has such a great expressive face. He always looks like he's kind of in pain and you're always trying to read his mind with what he's thinking, especially when he's playing off Kieran Culkin. That's a great movie. I saw it and, I liked it. Yeah. So what did you think of Wicked? I thought Wicked was a spectacle. I liked it. But I'd be surprised if it won Best Picture, and I don't know why I'm saying that.
I don't think it will. I think it should win anything that has to do with the art of making a movie. Like, it was a spectacular spectacle. You know, you look at those numbers with hundreds of people on sets that were like, who? I must be just a basic man, because who thinks and really sits down and says, this is what I think that opening shot should look like. I'm like, I'm a simple guy.
No, I'm
so
with
I,
you.
I thought it was a great movie, but not the best movie.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I thought it definitely should have gotten nominated. In fact, of all the Best Picture nominees, John, I will say I like them all for a certain reason, but none of them really jump out at me as like I haven't seen I'm Still Here. And I haven't seen The Brutalist. Those are the two I still have to see. And those both sound like Oscar films to me. These other ones, yeah. Like even A Complete Unknown, really liked it. But I'm like, okay, maybe that could win or maybe this could win. Anora, Best Picture? I don't know.
No, it'll be interesting year to see where they go and what they, you know, because it's really kind of a crapshoot for any of them.
But yeah.
As you said, I'm not sure what will. But the fact that Ariana Grande, like, I loved her. I liked her more than I like Cynthia. Like, I just thought that role is really is kind of specific, and she made it broader than I thought. And I thought she was charming and I loved her in it.
Yeah, so. I agree. I thought she stole the film in a lot of ways. So let's talk about your movie viewing experience, John. Do you prefer to go to the theater? Do you have a chair you like to sit at home and kind of curl up with some snacks? What's your approach to movie watching?
As a kid, that's all we did was go to the theater. And I'm from the east side of Milwaukee. So we went to the historic Oriental Theater.
Nice.
That's where I saw everything growing up. It was 9 blocks from our house. And on Sunday, my father would give us 50 cents. And we'd walk down. So that's where I saw everything as a kid. The Sound of Music, the Oriental Theater, the quarter to pay a quarter for snacks. And the snacks that we bought were always like a box of Red Hots. Because Red Hots, there were a lot of them, and it could last you. A Slow Poke. Do you remember a Slow Poke?
Like a Tootsie Roll, right? Sort of?
A big Tootsie Roll on a stick that would take you the whole movie to eat, unless you were me, and made your way through it. Milk Duds is what we always got as kids at the Oriental. And Jawbreakers, you know. We didn't have enough money to buy the popcorn and the soda, so we would get the nickel candy buy a couple of those boxes. But the Oriental Theater, which is still today,
beautiful,
you know, now blocks from where I live in downtown Milwaukee, and it's about 9 blocks from where I live on the other side. You know, the Oriental is the middle of where I live now and where I lived as a kid, so it's great.
Such a beautiful theater. That's great. What about when you're sitting at home, John? Do you have a different snack for, like, when you binge watch TV or when you watch movies at home?
Popcorn.
Popcorn, there you go.
With a Whirly, you know the Whirly?
No, what's a Whirly?
It's the popcorn maker that has, you put in your a quarter of a cup of popcorn, and you fill that quarter of a cup with the oil, and you put it into the Whirly. You put the top on the Whirly, and then you turn it.
You turn,
and it's got something on the bottom. It takes like 3.5 minutes to pop the entire batch, and it makes the best popcorn. So we'll do that on a movie night. Otherwise, when we're watching TV on a regular basis, we don't do it. But if we're like, tonight we're watching, boom, we'll make the popcorn.
You got to make it an event. And that's perfect. I love that. And what kind of shows does John McGivern binge at home when you're not watching a movie? Do you have a TV show you guys like to watch or that you're into?
We're in the middle. We just finished all 5 seasons of, so I'm on PBS and I'm on Passport, which gives you everything.
Oh yeah.
So all Creatures Great and Small, which I never saw from the beginning. So we watched all 5 seasons in the last 3 weeks, which is great. We just started watching Poldark. Do you know Poldark?
Yeah. Did I watch? That's been out a while, right? I think I watched it right when it came out.
I think that's 6 seasons now.
Okay.
And we look forward to We're in the middle of the 5th season, and it's a great watch. I rather like comedies, and I rather like something really light. My partner Steve would rather watch a foreign film, and I'm kind of like, I'm gonna fall asleep.
Hey, did you see Emilia Perez?
We didn't.
Okay, no. You want to talk about? All right. There is so much going on in that film, but when it comes to subtitles, you know, a lot of it's in Spanish. So they're singing in Spanish. They're talking in Spanish. If you've got the regular subtitles on, you've got English, Spanish, italicized Spanish for what the song is. It's like it's a nightmare trying to follow that movie. But I totally get what you're saying. All right. So that's great. So is your popcorn pick of the week, John, the one we just discussed before? Or do you have something? Is that what it is? Or have you not given it yet?
a real pain. That's,
okay,
that's
a real pain. Yeah. All right. We usually do that's a drum roll, like. But we jumped into it right away. And that is a great pick, folks. If you haven't seen A Real Pain, it is a really good movie to watch. So definitely check it out. And it's free to stream right now. I think I watched it, at Prime or something like that. It was didn't cost me a penny.
How often do you go, Pete? Do you go to the movies?
All right, here's my issue, John. I live in the Marinette area, as you know. You've been in my house, you know.
I've been on your porch.
You've been on my porch.
You got a great porch.
I was kicking underwear out of the way of the cameras when you entered the house. So you know exactly, you literally know all our dirty laundry. But our theater there is great, but it doesn't really, we don't get a huge variety. We get the rom-coms, the action films. There's no foreign films to speak of, very few independent films. So I typically stream. Or when I'm in Chicago or Milwaukee, I love the Oriental Theater. I'll take the opportunity to see whatever I can there. So, but mostly these days, it's and that's not how I like to watch movies. I just do it because it's convenient, you know.
Yeah.
So John McGivern is my guest. He is the host of Main Streets on PBS, and I think we should turn our attention, John, to season 4. Let's talk about what you're doing. You're doing such incredible things. You're a TV rock star, possibly the most likable host in the history of television. Am I overstating that or am I understating that? I don't know. Who knows?
No, I think you're right, Pete. Completely correct.
Appreciate your honesty.
If people only knew the truth, people think, oh, he's so accessible. No, not really. Not really.
He's standoffish and aloof.
A little ornery. He's old and a little crotchety.
That's funny. So what can we expect? Season 4 just dropped recently, right? Or just started. You're a few episodes in, I believe.
We're 3 episodes in tonight at 7 o'clock. Not that people should not listen to you at 7, but at 7 o'clock on your PBS station will be Frankenmuth, Michigan. Have you been to Frankenmuth? It's got the largest Christmas store in the world. And it's this Bavarian village sort of, like I had this preconceived notion that we were going to a Christmas village, German village. And I thought we're going to Wisconsin Dells, but in the German sort of way, when in fact, it was really kind of incredibly well done. And to watch the episode, you will see a destination spot that you'll want to visit. Frankenmuth, Michigan.
That's
we
great.
We did it the same week that we did Ludington. We took the Badger over.
Oh, really?
You know, the ferry that takes you from Manitowoc to Ludington.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But, Pete, it was the week of the John McGivern bus tour. Do you know that there are people who pay to do a John McGivern go where John McGivern's gone? There were 2 buses, 48 people on each bus counted up, and they got on the Badger with us, which meant that I started working the moment we got on the Badger, man. Because there were 96 people who were like, hi, John.
That's like a 4-hour ride, right?
They made me call Bingo. And I mean, so, but that's happened now. They did that for Around the Corner, which is the show we did for 9 years.
Yeah.
There was a John McGivern bus tour, and it's just continued through the 4 years of Main Streets.
That is so great, John. All right, Frank, it's funny. I looked at your schedule today on your website, and you have all the cities lined up. And that was like, it took me back to like the 90s when I did stand-up. I think I worked every one of those cities, so I probably had some crossover with your audience. But John McGivern is here. We have to do a very quick break, and then we'll come back with a few more minutes with John. We're talking Main Streets. They're in season 4. Such an incredible run for John as the host of several shows. And we'll talk to John a few minutes more about that when we come back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
93.5 The Tap.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Geese Schwaba.
Words of violence break the silence, they'll crash in.
What are your Valentine's Day plans, ladies and gentlemen? That is our question, our Nightlight question of the night. What are your Valentine's Day plans? Reach us on the stream, the app, the old-fashioned radio, the text line. Just reach us because we'd love to hear from you throughout the course of the show. John McGivern is my guest right now. He's the host of Main Streets on public television. And I would say Wisconsin Public, or I would say PBS Wisconsin, but you're kind of all over the place now, John. You guys are in like, what, six or seven states now, it seems like.
We're on 32 PBS markets.
Oh my gosh.
Around the country. Yeah, that's doing well. We're really thrilled. It's the number one local show, rating-wise, of any market in the country. As far as Thursday nights go, we beat them all.
I think I remember you saying that about Around the Corner, too, which I know you're not one to toot your own horn too much, but that's pretty incredible, John. I mean, to do that with two shows, that's remarkable. You've got Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin this season, Cedar Rapids, Long Grove, Illinois, Kokomo, Indiana, West Bend, Wisconsin. It sounds like it's going to be just a great. Let me ask you, John, what's the biggest city you would go to? It seems like most of these are sort of smaller towns or small-ish. Would you guys do a big city?
We have. So if you watch this season, we did Indianapolis. We did a neighborhood in Indianapolis. We did Cathedral Hill in St. Paul. We did Northeast in Minneapolis. So we're going into the bigger cities and claiming a neighborhood. So Mass Ave or the Bottle District in Indianapolis aired a couple weeks ago, I believe. But to be honest, those are my favorite, to get into those big cities and kind of feel what it's like to a city like Indianapolis felt so much like my hometown of Milwaukee. Hmm. And sensibility wise, I thought, we're going to be in Indiana. Should I be afraid? But I wasn't. It was fine. We'll do a neighborhood in a big city.
That's a great, yeah, because a lot of those neighborhoods are like small towns anyway. Sometimes the people don't ever leave and they've got their customs, and that's just great. So let me ask you this. You've been in some pretty big movies. You were in Sheer Madness, I remember, in Chicago. That ran forever. And now you've been hosting your own show in a couple different derivations thereof, I guess. What is your favorite thing to do? Are you at home more now than you ever have been? Do you like doing bigger productions where other people write for you? What's your favorite?
I still do like my stand-up theater stuff.
Yeah.
So in fact, this Saturday, a week from Saturday, I'm in Maguanago at a 900 seat Performing Arts Center. And I do that while we're not shooting. So we shoot from May through October. And if I had my way, I love doing the theater stuff where it's just me. I don't work with any.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. Eau Claire Area High School basketball is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show, featuring an interview with the coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from Altoona High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School basketball. Tonight, it's a Middle Borders Conference matchup in boys basketball as the Altoona Railroaders take on the St. Croix Central Panthers. Both of these teams need a win badly. Altoona has lost 6 of their last 7. St. Croix Central has lost 6 straight. So someone will leave the gymnasium tonight with a victory, and no matter which way it comes, in any fashion, it will be satisfactory. I'm Scott Montesano, joined by Derek Montesano. We're excited to have you with us for our coverage of Eau Claire Area High School basketball. They're ahead of schedule here tonight. Tip-off for this one coming up in only about 10 minutes from now, so we won't waste any time. We'll get right to our conversation we had just a little while ago with Altoona head coach Paul Heinrichs. The Altoona Railroaders struggling here the last few weeks. They've been battling some illness and injuries. They've lost 6 of their last 7. So I begin the conversation by asking him, what's it going to take for Altoona to turn things around starting tonight?
You know, our biggest thing is getting healthy. We've had a 3-week stretch here where we got guys missing practice and missing games. And you know, it's just trying to rest and recover and take care of your body. When your, you know, star players aren't 100%, it's hard to compete, especially in the Middle Border Conference, where every single night out, even the team who's on the bottom of the league can come in and knock you off. So, you know, got to get healthy. And, you know, for us, it's shooting the basketball. There's games where we shoot really well in a half, and then the second half, we can't seem to buy a hoop. And if we can put two halves together, and that's been our goal all year, is find a way to do that.
How do you try to convey that message to the guys to keep chopping away? You're going to get healthy. The shots are going to fall, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's tough. You know, you get to this point in the season where you're at a grind every single day and trying to get better, and guys are getting after it, and it's tough. You know, trying to keep that excitement at practice, trying to keep that energy coming every day out. And one of the things that, you know, stuck out to us is, you know, it was prior to our last loss. You know, we have 10 losses, mm-hmm. and is now 11. So 7 of those 11 mm-hmm. losses are by 4 points mm-hmm. or less. And, you know, you say that's one stop, one basket. If you can get one stop, one basket, mm-hmm. you know, you're a winner in some of those games. So it's just taking a look at those little things. How can we improve on those little things to get to the W column? And that's been a struggle for us. So hopefully tonight we can mm-hmm. figure that out.
We've noted all year you guys are a young team, though. There'll be a lot of eyes on you next year and the year after that. That being said, there are seniors, and it's going to be senior night for them, and it's always an emotional time for the player and also for their parents, isn't it?
Yeah, senior night is something special, and it's, you know, that hard piece of, you know, could this be your last game here at Altoona? We don't know what holds true with the tournament format, so you cherish those things. And, you know, I steal this from the girls program: once a railroader, always a railroader. So it's a tough night, and hopefully we can go out on top.
We've noted again how young the team is. How have you seen them grow as the season's gone along?
Yeah, and I agree with that. You know, it's that where we started and then hitting those hiccups along the way and trying to face that adversity here of, you know, we've lost a few games in a row. How can we get out of that slump and get back to the top? So it'll be exciting to see how we respond to that tonight and see if guys step up.
taking on a program tonight in St. Croix Central that's been very good for many years. Now, they're having kind of a down year, probably the same thing. They're probably dealing with illnesses and injuries and trying to get back on track. What do you look for out of that program?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's going to be a battle. And like I said earlier, no matter where your record is, they're coming to play. And they got guys, just like we got guys, that are banged up and bruised up. And it's going to be a dogfight out there, and you got to show up and make it last.
And once again, that is Altoona head coach Paul Heinrichs, who again earlier this year got to the 200 win milestone as a varsity boys basketball coach. Altoona and St. Croix Central coming up tonight. Altoona has lost 6 of 7. St. Croix Central has dropped 6 straight. So somebody's got to win tonight. And again, this Altoona team is a young one, but it's senior night for 2 seniors for Altoona, a pair of guys who do start for them regularly in Miles Sinnett and Hunter Hibbard. Final home game of the year for Altoona, likely will not be here in the playoffs. So a lot on the line. Derek, some quick thoughts before we take a break.
Well, Altoona would love nothing more. It's senior day. They want to take those seniors out with a bang, have them go out on a high note here.
You've got 3 games left before the seeds are set next weekend. So if Altoona does still fancy a chance of maybe being at home or perhaps being in a position where if they pull off a first-round upset and get some help, they are home on the second day, probably winning their last 3 is essential. And that begins tonight, taking on St. Croix Central, a team, a program that has been one of the better ones in the Middle Border Conference for many years, but not so much.